today. It's Nancy Thompson here from the Brisbane Charter Gospel Society. I just come in from outside and filling my bird feeders and hanging up a bag of suet in the old lilac tree. Now, giving access to safe food for the local songbirds can make a significant difference in their survival. Besides, they take great joy watching the numbers and the variety of birds that do overwinter right here in Muskoka. Now, winter can be a challenging time for anything and anyone, but especially for birds. And cold weather coupled with reduced daylights, and then hot and cold and wet and snowy, makes it difficult for the birds to find the energy they need to stay warm and to be active. By offering a variety of suets and seeds and other nutritious treats in your yards, we can help them bridge the gap between what nature provides and what they require for optimum health. Firstly, choose the right food is very critical. Different bird species have a variety of dietary preferences, so offering a diverse menu ensures that you can attract a wide range of visitors and meet their needs. Now, common options include back oil sunflower seeds, Niger seed, peanuts, and suet. Now, also peanut butter and bits of dried fruit, even some fresh fruit if you have any pieces that are going off a little bit. These foods are energy dense and they provide the essential nutrients birds need to endure the very harsh winter conditions. Now, do place your feeders near trees or bushes for shelter and for a quick escape from predators if needed. Now, that doesn't mean they have to be too near, because you don't want the squirrels jumping on your feeders, but close enough. And as one of my friends said, we do have Olympic squirrels here that can jump much further than the books say. It's important to clean and refill your feeders regularly to prevent the spread of diseases and ensure that it's a fresh and appealing food source. I love to watch as the various birds agree to share the feeder or chase each other's away. Sometimes you'll see a great number of blue jays there, and then one little chickadee comes around and chases them all off the feeder. It's quite humorous, really. And even on the coldest days, our yard is a very busy place, with birds on the feeders and on the ground underneath. Now, birds can help forecast the weather as well by the way they feed. And if it seems that many birds of different species are feeding heavily, and that means the chickadee and the blue jay and everybody all there together, there's probably a good storm coming. Now, if they keep on feeding when the snowstorm first starts, it's going to snow for quite a while. But when it starts to snow and the birds all disappear, it'll probably be a short storm. And you'll see the same thing in the summertime and the rain. They don't really need to get wet. Now, some birds I see regularly at my feeders include chickadees, nuthatches, blue jays and joncos, goldfinches, of course in their winter colors, they're not gold this time of year, and cardinals, which we're very lucky to have. Less frequently, we have evening grosbeaks and doves and even a regular raven, who graciously accepts a crust of bread or a bit of meat or peanut. Now, pileated, downy, and hairy woodpeckers are regulars at our suet bags. I watch for packages of the real suet at the grocery store. I know Independent has it. I don't know if anyone else does or not. I just slip it into a nut onion bag or avocado bag and hang it high enough to discourage the dogs. Now, suet's a solidified mix of fats, which birds eat to stay warm in wintertime, and you can buy those ready-made suet squares that you hang up in little cages type thing. They do help the birds stay warm in the wintertime and in early spring when they need a little extra boost. Now, if you don't want to buy the suet and hang it up, you can make a basic suet cake by combining equal parts of beef fat, which could be even lard that you buy, and assorted bird seed. You can get creative with the bird seed blend, sunflowers, millet, unsalted nuts, as long as you use equal parts of it with beef fat or lard or natural peanut butter. Additionally, you might want to add some dried fruits to the mix to give your aviary guests a little extra treat. Raisins, currants, bits of apricot, or citrons are all excellent choices that the birds tend to love. Now, homemade suet is traditionally a cold winter bird feed because the suet itself, which is that hard animal fat around the kidneys and loins of cows and sheep, can turn rancid if the temperature is above 70 degrees Fahrenheit. You don't have to worry about that just now, I don't think. don't put suet out until winter is nigh, and you don't want to be attracting bears and other critters if you put it out too early. So if you want to attract songbirds to your garden, it's a very positive ecological impact. Birds do play a crucial role in controlling insect populations in the summer, and they help in maintaining a very balanced ecosystem. By supporting their survival in winter, we contribute to the overall health of our local environment. Now, where I live right now, my mother and father had started feeding the birds, well, in 1960. And before that, Mrs. Henry, who lived next door, fed them probably for 30 or 40 years before. So we have quite a sizable, dependent population and a variety of wild birds. We've done our best to put enough shrubs and things around that they can get shelter for. But anyway, happy times feeding the birds. Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society wishing you a green and silky day. Bye-bye.